Welcome to the table. This is Sunday Spreads, your one-stop shop for NFL news, hot takes, and weekly bets, where we break bread and everybody eats.
EBE. Everybody eats.
My name is Brian Bracey, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Watson. What up, Watts?
What's going on, my boy? How are you?
Living the dream, brother. How are you?
Hey, man. Another day breathing. Another day walking God's green earth.
I hear you.
Listening to Mike Tomlin.
Right. So, as you know, this is our Friday release, which means we are here for our weekly picks of week 6. So, let's jump right into that thing.
Lock in.
So, game 1 of week 6 after the Thursday night game, of course, is Jaguars playing the Bears in London Town.
The London silly ninnies.
And the Bears are 2.5-point favorites. What you like?
So the Jags finally get off the schneid. Good for them. Bears looking a little good. That London trip is going to be tricky to see who can adjust sooner. For my money, I got the Bears money line.
Bears money line.
Yeah.
For me, I like the Jaguars plus 3.5. I think the Jags have played in London often, dang near every year.
Yeah.
So just because usually I guess the home team gets there a week before and the away team gets there 3 days before, but I think the Jags are going to be used to it. Caleb Williams is going to be his first game in London. He's not going to be used to that whole traveling across the good old pond, and he might play a little bad. So I've got Jags plus 3.5.
All right. I hear that.
Over under in that game is 44.5. I would like to bump that thing up to 50.5 and take the under.
I hear that. I got 38.5 in the over.
Opposite ends of things, but yes, both can win.
Yes.
Next game, we got Cardinals at Packers. Packers are 5.5-point favorites.
Cardinals at Packers. That Cardinals win definitely surprised me. Packers are a very good team. Do the Cardinals go across country to Cheesehead Town and do what they got to do? For my money, I got Packers minus 2.5. They win by at least a field goal.
I like it. I got, for that game, like you said, that Cardinals 49ers game definitely threw a wrench in things. It's like, who are you guys? Mm. I like Cardinals plus 8.5. Cardinals plus 8.5. I think they can keep it close. I think they're better than what we think they are, even though we don't know what they are. But right. I don't know. The Packers are just, they're weird sometimes.
Facts.
So yeah, I got Cardinals plus 8.5.
Might need to start Willis.
Yeah, they might have to. Over under in that game is 49.5. I would like to bump it down to 41.5 and take the over.
All right, I hear that. I got it at 42.5 in the over. Mm. So we're in the same page.
Next game, we got Commanders at Ravens. This could be the game of the week. Who knows?
Black quarterbacks, man.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
Commanders at Ravens. Ravens are 6.5-point favorites. I'll start you off. I like the Ravens minus 2.5. I want to be a little safe, but I do think the Ravens are a better team. I think they're going to throw some things at Jaden Daniels that he hasn't seen before. Should be a good game, though.
I hear that. Agreed. Should be a good game. Measuring stick for the Commander team as a whole. If they come out and beat the Ravens at home, that's a loud statement right there. For me, I got Commanders plus 10.5.
I like that. Over-under in that game is 52.5. I would like to bump it down to 44.5 and take the over.
I hear that. I got it at 47.5 in the over. So we're in a similar boat, different paddles.
Next game, we got Texans at Patriots. Texans are 7-point favorites on the road. What you got?
I mean, not to dig too much into this one, Texans should win. By how much? That's the question. How much were Texans favored by?
7.
7? I'm going to move that thing down to minus 4.5. Texans win by probably at least a touchdown, but Minus four, just to be safe.
For me, I think this is that game that I would like to adjust the line in the opposite direction, even though I have no luck with doing this. But I think this is a game you can make a little money. I'm going Texans minus 9.5.
They smoke these fools?
Yeah, I think they go in there and they stomp them out.
True.
Over-under in that game is 37.5. I would like to... I'm going to bump it down to 33.5 and take the over.
Oh, great minds think alike. I literally have 33.5 in the over.
What do you know?
Look at that one.
Next game, we have the Buccaneers on the road against the Saints. Bucks are 2.5-point favorites. I would like to keep the line exactly where it is and take the Bucks minus 2.5.
I hear that. I wouldn't be mad at that. I honestly expect the Bucks to win by more than a field goal. But to be safe, I just moneyline the Bucks.
Moneyline Bucks. Over-under in that game is 42. With Spencer Rattler starting in that game, which we just had breaking news in our last episode, I'm going to go 48.5, and I'm going to take the under.
Oh, would you look at that? Back to back. I got 48.5 and the under.
Look at us.
Two best friends that anyone can have.
Next game, we got Browns at Eagles. Eagles are 8.5-point favorites. I'll let you start it off as you are an Eagle fan.
Oh, man. The Browns versus Eagles. I look at it like this, straight up and down. If we do not pack the Browns up, we stink. Plain and simple.
Simple as that.
The Browns are trash. The stinking, you guys packed them up, Commanders packed them up. Like, if we're going to be anything in our division, we got to pack them up.
Yeah.
We got to send Deshaun to the bench. They got to start Jameis next week.
Yeah.
Like, this needs to start with this game. So, with that being said, I got the Eagles minus 3.5. They win by more than a touchdown.
Eagles minus 3.5?
Yes.
I'm thinking Eagles minus 2.5, just to be safe. I don't know what Jalen Hurts is going to show up.
This is true.
I think Saquon will show up, but who knows? Jalen Hurts can easily drop.
AJ's back, baby.
Oh, he's back?
AJ's back, baby. Knowing they're back
now that you told me this, I'm still going to keep it Eagles minus 2.5 just to be safe, but I think they could potentially blow them out. Over-under in that game is 43.5. I'm going to bump that thing up to 49.5 and take the under.
I hear that. I got it at 35.5 in the over.
Next game, we have Colts on the road at Titans. Colts are 1-point favorites. Flack attack,
man, and it's divisional. Titans won a game and then went on a little bye week, so we don't really know what they got going on over there, but they got something going on over there. But with that being said, in my money, I'm moneylining the Colts.
Yeah, I'm going to tell that. I want a moneyline the Colts. One, the spread's already won. So that's
such a weird spread. Yeah. You don't really see one.
Right.
So it makes me want to think to do something potentially with the Titans, but I'm just like, nah.
Yeah, it throws you off.
Usually it's a 1.5. It's a push.
Right. But
for it to be just flat one, that's weird.
Yeah. But yeah, I like Colts
you,
money
Vegas.
Line. Right.
I see you.
Trying to play with us. Per use.
I see you.
Over under in that game is 43.5. I don't know. Joe Flacco might put out 50.
By
his damn
self. Fresh off the couch.
No, I'm gonna bump that up to 50.5, and I'm gonna take the under.
I hear that. For me, I got 38.5 in the over, because Flacco's dropping 35.
I hear you. Nah, I believe it. Next game, we got Chargers on the road at Broncos. Chargers are 3-point favorites in that one. I don't know. I feel like the Broncos are like kind of, they're looking all right.
Yeah.
Like for the Chargers to be favorites on the road in Denver.
Questionable.
Yeah, it throws me off a little bit.
Questionable. I think they're trying to trick people.
Yeah.
That one, they're definitely trying to trick people.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the Broncos aren't really doing nothing. They're at home.
Right.
That's enough for me.
Right. And it's like they naturally.
The Chargers aren't all that.
Right.
Like, I don't know what Herbert is. I think he's hurt.
Yeah, he's definitely been banged up.
Something's wrong with his foot.
Yeah.
Like, and so, I don't know. It's definitely a questionable line. For me, my money, Broncos +8.5.
Broncos +8.5. I like that. That's super safe. I ain't going to lie to
you. Super safe.
Honestly, a part of me, since they're not favored at home, like, I want to go Broncos money line. That's what my gut's telling me. Yeah, it's just like,
make some money.
Yeah, make a little money on that, because I think they can win that game. Nothing scares me about the Chargers.
Right.
And it's like the Broncos are kind of built to win games like this.
Right.
Then naturally, in Denver, you already have a home field advantage with the high altitude and it's hard to breathe. Yeah, I'm going Broncos money line.
So I'm about to win it 20-14.
Yeah. Over under in that game is 35.5. I'm bumping that thing up because I don't see either offense putting up too many points. I'm going to bump it up to 43.5 and take the under.
I hear that. I got 30.5 in the over.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. I changed my mind. Like, the more I thought about it, I'm like, nah, that's such a 43 is low to bump up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like I didn't bump anything up. I'm going 31.5, and I'm going to take the over. Just so we're different. Just so I can't be like, oh, he changed my mind, because you didn't change my mind. I changed my mind. Remember that.
Asian persuasion.
Asian persuasion is crazy. Next game, we got Steelers on the road at the Raiders. Steelers are 3-point favorites.
Last time I seen Steelers a 3-point favorite, they let me down. I moneylined them boys, and they blew up my ticket. So in my mind, I'm yelling, spin it back. Spin it back. Steelers money line. You better not.
I like it.
You better not, Steelers. You lose, you're on the ban list.
Honestly, they might have to be on the ban list.
If they lose, they're on the ban list. The Niners, too. I done money lined them twice. They done blew up tickets. If they lose again, they're on the ban list.
Yeah.
What is you doing?
They might be on
that guy sent you, the betting guy. Did you ever watch
it? I didn't watch it. Yet. Nah.
You gotta watch it. He's like, what is you doing? It's comedy.
Steelers on the road, favored by 3 against the Raiders. I'm gonna go Steelers -1.5. I think they win like a really weird game. I don't know. The Raiders are they're weird. Steelers are weird. I think the Steelers can beat them based on their defense, but I can see the Raiders keeping it close just because the Steelers' offense isn't too great. So I like Steelers -1.5 on the road.
Steelers weird is a little more like kid in the back of the room that like eats erasers, but you're cool with the kid.
Yeah.
The Raiders weird is like wrecking all black in the bathroom, writing stuff on the bathroom stalls. And it's like, what are you doing in here, kid? You've been in here for 3 periods.
Right. And tonight will be the night that I will fall for you.
That's what the Raiders are, bro. Because like, you kind of want to bump with him, but you're also kind of creeped out. So it's just like, yeah, I'm going to sit with you guys.
Like, I'm just going to avoid that kid. but also make sure I pay attention to his attendance. Because
exactly.
There might be that day.
The day that he doesn't show up.
Yeah.
The day that I need to leave.
Right. He came in late. Yeah, I'm all set. I did see him at the bus stop. I'm all set.
Right. That's the Raiders.
Right. Over under in that game is 36.5.
3.5. That's right. An ugly one.
3.5.
Slam the over. No.
36.5. I'm going to bump that up to 43.5, even though I just said this in the last game, but these offenses are bad. So I'm going 43.5 and the under.
All right. I hear that. I got 29.5 in the over. They are bad, but geez Louise, we'll see.
Nah, they can't score 30 combined. That's crazy.
I mean, didn't the Broncos and Jets have that funky 9-10 game? And
but it was like pouring rain. And but
Eagles had that funky Saints game. You know what I'm saying? It happens. And like I said, with the Jags and the Colts going crazy, I did not see that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I did not have them going over whatever the hell they had.
Nah, especially because like... Yeah, no. The Jags, they look bad. Colts, it's like, oh, they're backup quarterback, but it's Joe Flacco, baby.
60 between them. Like, come on.
Next game, we got Falcons on the road at Panthers. Falcons are 6-point favorites. I like Falcons -2.5 on the road. I think Kirk's getting his feet back. I think that offense is going to start clicking even more. Once teams really have to start worrying about that pass game, that's when Bijan's going to start to eat. I'm hoping. Fantasy purposes. And their defense is good. You talked about that in the last episode. So, yeah, I like Falcons minus 2.5 over the Panthers.
I hear that. I hear that. Panthers, I mean, they got that one game from Dalton, which was like, you know, hooray.
Right.
But I think we got to get back to reality with them. They are arguably the worst team in the league. Falcons use them as a stepping stone. Continue to trounce forward. I got Falcons minus 4.
Over under in that game is 47.5. I would like to bump it up to 53.5 and take the under.
I hear that. I got 40.5 in the over. Apple taco.
Opposite ends of things, but all right, here we go. Lions at Cowboys. Lions are 3-point favorites. I'll start you off as I am the Cowboys fan.
Yes. The proverbial slub.
Yeah, Cowboys can't stop the run. Defense looks really bad. We're banged up. Lions offense is a superpower. I can see the Lions just dominating us on the run or on the ground. David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs destroying us. I'm gonna go Lions minus 2.5. I feel like I'm disrespecting them. Last week I said Steelers money line because I couldn't disrespect them and the Cowboys ended up winning, but this is for money. This is like, I don't play for the Cowboys. They don't pay me. So like, I gotta be realistic here. And honestly, Lions minus 2.5. That's what I got.
I hear that. Everything you said, I do agree with. For betting purposes, I like the Cowboys plus 11.
Cowboys plus 11.
Yes, I think they find a way to keep it close. Probably lose by 4.
Yeah, I can see the Ravens game all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Cowboys getting blown out the entire game, and then it's just like, all right, Dak, we need you to put on your cape and just bring us back, please. And then he does. And then fans in the media are still like, Dak sucks. And it's like, yo, we're only in the game because of him. Like, he's not bad.
He's not bad.
Like, he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. And people just doodle on him constantly because he plays for the Cowboys.
Yeah. If you could pick right now, on the spot, going forward, Jaden Daniels or Dak Prescott, who are you taking?
That's a wild question.
I know, right? Black quarterbacks, man. NFC.
Based on the fact
NFC
that...
NFC East is just flooded with black quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Including Daniel Jones.
Including Daniel Jones. Based on age, I'm going Jaden Daniels. Just because, like, Dak's in the later half of his career. Jaden Daniels is a rookie. Do I think Jaden Daniels is a better quarterback right now than Dak Prescott? No, I don't think so. But for the future... If I can get CeeDee Lamb a star rookie quarterback, we have 100%. Because then it's like, all right, the potential window is wide open again, where now it's like, it's closing.
This is it.
Yeah. It's like, we got like
we just paid everybody.
Yeah. 2-3 years to make this happen. If we don't, it's like, all right, I'm sure CeeDee's out the door. I'm sure Micah's out the door. And it's starting over.
Now I only ask because I seen the debate on ESPN. They asked to rate the NFC East quarterbacks, and the whole panel agreed that Daniels was one for this year.
Yeah.
Which I get.
I get it. He's been playing out of his mind, so it's like...
And it's hard to eliminate Dak from his past, like, in the sense of, like, playoff performances and whatnot.
Yeah.
Daniels is the shiny what if.
Yeah,
so exactly. You just don't know.
Exactly.
With Dak, you assume you know what you're getting.
Right. So. Until it's like, he won a Super Bowl.
He won?
Yeah, it's like, great.
Oh, snap. He's in the Super Bowl.
Even though it would be like, even if Dak won a Super Bowl... It would just be like, okay, he only won one. Like, so? Y'all said
black
he never would.
Man.
Like, right.
Black quarterbacks are always under the microscope.
Yeah.
Tell me a black quarterback that isn't under the microscope. CJ Stroud?
Now he's not. At this moment, he's not.
Right.
But he will be.
Right.
Let him go against Patrick Mahomes 3 years in a row in the playoffs and lose. Then it'll be like, oh, you're no different than everyone else. And then it's going to be drilling CJ Stroud. He's not good enough. He's not good.
Right. Went from the darling to you're not good enough.
Yeah.
How quickly they turn on you.
Yep. Because people love CJ Stroud because he can challenge Patrick Mahomes. That's what everyone sees. Everyone envisions he's the one that's going to take him down. He's going to want to take that guy off the throne because nobody likes him. Same reason why we hated Tom Brady growing up. It's like, oh my God, this guy's always winning.
Someone
bro.
Beat this guy.
Right.
Peyton, what the hell, bro?
Yeah.
That big head, do something. Omaha.
Yeah.
No, go win a game.
Right. Omaha. Nah, like I remember just arguing with people, Peyton Manning's better than Tom Brady. And then that changed because he could never beat him. That changed to Aaron Rodgers better than Tom Brady, and then Aaron Rodgers could never do it. And then it's like Patrick Mahomes better than Tom. Like, it's just because we just hate Tom Brady because he always won. And now Patrick Mahomes is turning into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he's not that already.
Heavy like, is the head.
Yeah.
That they say.
Over under in that Cowboys Lions game is 52.5. I like, like a part of me wants, yeah, I got to bump it up. Or I got to bump it down. I'm going to take 43.5 and take the over.
I hear that. I got 45.5 in the over. 4-5. Come back like Jordan wearing the 4-5.
Next game, we got Bengals at Giants. Bengals are 3.5-point favorites. What you like?
Like I, we said in the last episode, like, I feel bad for the Bengals. Are they the best, worst team ever? We'll find out because I thought the Giants were an awful team. So if you can't beat the Giants, I don't care if it's on the road, home, whatever the case is. Yeah. Like, you're dead in the water.
For sure.
And so Giants D-line is legit, though.
They are. You called that episode one.
I did. So, I mean, Joe Burrow might be fighting for his life. Or he might be dropping dimes to Chase and Higgins.
Right.
And Oshivas. You see, Oshivas still doing his thing.
Honestly, he can. Joe Burrow can do both at the same time.
You're absolutely
running
right.
For his life, dying, also dying.
Get sacked 6 times, throw for 400 yards, 3 tutters, and a pick.
That's been his career. Like, the game. Like, that's been his career. Ever since they decided to pass on an offensive lineman, Penei Sewell, and take Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
And it was just like, all right.
All right, it's going to be exciting.
Right. You might die out there.
It's going to be exciting, though.
But it's going to be fun.
So can the Giants offense doesn't stink. Like, Slayton, Wandell, Neighbors comes back.
Yeah.
Lacey, what's his name?
Tracy.
Tracy getting a little tread on the tire. Like, Singletary isn't like a world beater, but he's a serviceable runner. So now if you have a little two-headed monster back there, the Bengals defense clearly stinks.
Terrible.
So with that being said, I got the Giants plus 7.5.
Giants plus 7.5. I like it. I'm going a little safer. I'm going Giants plus 10.5. Okay. I think, honestly, if the Giants won this game, I would not be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
If you asked me this week one, before week one of the NFL season and the Giants won this game, I'd be like, yeah, I'd be shocked if that happened. But after watching these teams, the Bengals can 100% find a way to lose this game. And the Giants aren't as bad as they seem.
Yeah, like, I remember saying week one they sucked. Remember saying week two they sucked. Now look at us.
Yeah. It's like they're still bad. Like, they'll still end up with like a top 8 pick in the draft probably. But it's like, if you don't come to play, they might mess around.
Bad is better than sucks, though.
Very true.
You know, you don't want to suck.
Yeah.
You'll be all right with bad. You can win a couple games being bad.
Yeah. It's like, if you're down bad, it's like, dang, man, that's tough. But if you're sucking, like, that means you it's a this things dark. Ain't good.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what are you sucking? Like, what are you sucking for? What? Like,
just out here trash bagging. Trash bag swag. No. We'll see, though. Should be interesting. What's the over-under?
Over-under in that game is 48.5. I would like to bump that thing up to 53.5 and take the under. Sorry, that was really weird to do. Just, like, walk by and just, like, stared into my soul. It was super weird.
Nice. He was testing your gangster.
Right.
You clearly lost.
Clearly.
For me, I got 40.5 in the over.
40.5 in the over.
Yeah.
And then Monday night, we have Bills at Jets. Bills are 2.5-point favorites. Who you like?
The Jets did just fire their coach.
Yes, they did.
That can go one of two ways. It can be galvanizing. It can be a ruiner.
Right.
Should be interesting.
It all depends on who he was in the locker room. Because I remember when Josh McDaniels got fired from the Raiders, their whole team was smoking cigars after the next game because it was like, thank God he's
We're
gone.
Lit in here. No bull. So it's going to be interesting. What are the Bills? I don't know. I don't trust them. I feel like I agree Josh Allen is a superhero, but we've seen enough superheroes get beat up.
Yeah.
Superman does get beat up by Doomsday. Spider-Man gets slapped around by Doc Ock.
Yeah.
It happens.
And I mean, God forbid Superman's going against Batman.
or Lex Luthor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Lex actually, like, puts billions into trying to take this man out.
Right.
So we just went on a little tangent, but nonetheless. I like the Jets plus 8.5.
Jets plus 8.5?
I think their defense is going to make it tough for Josh. I think Josh could probably find a way to win by a tutty late or win by, like, 4 on some weirdness. But I like the Jets to cover.
Yeah. I like Jets plus 7.5. I think they can keep it within a touchdown. Like I said, this is like Superman versus Batman. We got old man Batman, Aaron Rodgers, and then you got Superman. They're kind of like, on paper, you would assume that the Jets are the better team. But I don't know. But then the Bills are like on this downward spiral where they've just lost 2 games to 2 good teams. Are the Jets a good team? I don't know. They, like you said, they just fired their head coach. Who knows what kind of team we're going to get. But I think Aaron Rodgers alone can keep his team close. Like, he's not out here getting blown out. Even though he's throwing picks and everyone's like, oh, he's washed. And it's just like, all right, well, he's a normal quarterback now. Where before, like, he was throwing 2 interceptions a season.
Right.
Like, okay, now he's normal and he throws 6 in a season. Like, it's not that deep. So, yeah, I got Jets plus 7.5. Over-under in that game is 41. I'm going to bump that down to 34.5, and I'm going to take the over.
Would you look at that? I got the same exact 34.5 in the over.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Was that three times?
At least
episode?
3 of them, so... Should be interesting.
Yeah, it should be. And like we said, man, if you stick with us and you alternate spread that thing, if you get over 53% on your bets, like if you're winning over 53%, like you're profitable. And we are far over 53%, so stick with us.
If you want to win, alternate spread that thing.
You want to win, alternate spread that thing.
Tell Shorty, alternate spread that thing, Shorty.
Before we go... Let's leave you with a little Sunday parlay pie.
Pie.
Sunday parlay pies is where we like to give you 2 game locks from each of us and 2 player prop locks from both of us. I'll start you off with a game. I like Falcons minus 2.5 over the Panthers. I think the Falcons are starting to hit that stride. I think the Panthers are at that point where they're just like, yo, let's play for the first pick. We got first pick 2 years in a row, they got it 1 year last year after they traded for it the year before, but they missed out, and they missed out on Caleb Williams. So I think they're going to get the first pick, and they're going to do what the Bears did with the first pick when they had Justin Fields and say, let's flip this for a bunch of picks and turn our team around. So I think the Panthers are pretty much not tanking because they're that bad, but they're not playing to win. They're going to tell Andy Dalton, look, you just go out there and make us look like, just make sure that when we sell tickets, people are entertained a little. But
I hear that. I hear that.
So I got Falcons minus 2.5. What game you got?
For me, I got the Bucks money line.
Bucks money
line. I feel like I do like Spencer Rattler. Don't want to write him off. Don't want to overpraise him. Don't want to do any of that. I just want to. I'm going to watch. I'm definitely intrigued because I was a fan and I am a fan. So I do want to see what he does. But I think Todd Bowles has a decent record versus rookie quarterbacks, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. And so he's about to come out there and send them. Mm. He's sending the Bulls. So if Spencer is one of them, he's good. We're going to find out early. But I think the Bucks money line is a good bet.
Yeah, I can see the Bucks winning that game. I do remember you saying, though, that rookie quarterbacks like usually have like a breakout game against the Bucks.
You're actually right. Right. I lied. It was the opposite. That. Who was it then that I seen a stat recently that they played well against rookie court. Oh, it was Schwartz. It was Jim Schwartz. Mm. And Daniels ended up packing him up. But it's neither here nor there.
But yeah, either way, I think the Bucks still win that game. Because it's
Spencer
not like
Rattler about to light them up. Nah. Holy smokes.
I mean, that could easily happen. But
right.
I could still see Baker Mayfield just like winning the game.
Yeah.
Though. So yeah, I still like Bucks money line in that. So don't write us off, even though Watson kind of contradicted himself. But that's okay.
Yes.
Because sometimes you contradict yourself and you find yourself in the W.
Exactly. And that was early information.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Very early information that he was given by a friend who happened to be a Bucks fan.
Exactly.
So you know what? Scratch everything we just said, because that was biased.
Yeah. But I mean, he also has a Rolodex of these games against these quarterbacks that happened to light them up when he thought they weren't going to. So, because I could do the same thing.
Right.
I could rattle off a few Eagles. Like, did we really let this Vikings receiver come in and beat us as a quarterback? Like,
right.
We let Webb come in and oh my God, don't even get me started on that one. Brandon Webb or whatever the hell his name is, he was a receiver at one point, then he was the third string quarterback and he came into Philly and beat us.
Craziness.
That's another offseason podcast. Of the worst losses you can remember.
First one that comes to my head is Tony Romo dropping the snap for the field goal to beat the Seahawks in the playoffs.
I thought you were gonna say the Dez catch.
It
was a catch.
That didn't even cross my mind until now. Oh, man. That one was tough.
That was a catch.
That one was definitely tough.
Like, to this day.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell my kids that was a catch.
Yeah, it was 100% a catch. Like, they literally changed the rule the next season. Like, all right, yeah, that was a catch. We're sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. We all know what we all saw as well.
Mm-hmm. And, like, to be fair, do I think Aaron Rodgers drives down the field and still beats us in that game? Yes, I do. I don't think we win that game. There was still, like, a minute left. Aaron Rodgers he destroys the Cowboys. He hates the Cowboys.
Mm.
So I think we still lose that game. But it would have been nice to see 4th-and-1, Tony Romo just takes a risk, throws it up, fade ball, Dez Bryant snatches it down on the 1, DeMarco Murray takes it in for a touchdown, and it would have just been better than the Dez catch.
The reality of the situation.
Yeah. And like, that's how you know. It's called the Dez catch.
Right.
Not
he called
the Dez non-catch.
It he called it, man.
The Dez drop. No, it was the Dez catch.
I don't know how you can have. Yeah, we are. I'll finish it. I don't know how you can't deem the man had possession when you physically dove for the goal line.
Right.
There's nothing more football than diving for the goal line.
He quite literally jumped up, grabbed it with 2 hands, brought it down with 1 hand, switched to the other hand, took like 3 steps, and then dove and extended for the end zone.
Like, I don't know what gets more football than that, man.
Like, hey, you got to make a football move. Well, I made 7.
I made 7.
like, what are we doing
here? That kind of made me think of the that controversial Patriots play.
Yeah. We didn't talk about
that. We did not talk about it in the last episode.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a few minutes. We can talk about it a little bit. What do you think? I mean, I know the rules are what the rules are.
I think the rule is dumb.
Yes, I think we can all agree.
However, based on the rules, it wasn't a catch.
Yeah.
Like, I remember watching the play, and I'm with my wife's oldest. You're probably like, well, that's your son, too. But he was grown when I met him, so I don't, it's like, he knows what it is. That's my guy. Love him. We're watching it, and he's like, yo, he caught it. And I was like, that's not a catch. And he's like, he's not new to football, but he's like, he doesn't know the real deep ins and out of football. So I was just like, that's not a catch, bro. And he's just like, what do you mean? And I was like, since his toe touched first and then his heel stepped out of bounds, I was like, your whole foot has to be in unless it's a toe drag going forward. It's such a dumb rule. And then when it got overturned, he was just like, that's so stupid. And then just going on Facebook and seeing tons of Patriots fans like, that's a catch. And it's like, it should be.
Yeah.
Like, I hate the Patriots, but yeah, it should be.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the rules are what the rules are. And it's been established that the end zone just has, you know, special set of circumstances in there. Even though it would have been the same as far as, like, going out of bounds in the heel, toe situation. Mm-hmm. And, like, I guess part of me understands it in the sense of, the foot's got to be in bounds, just like when they say it's either 2 feet or 1 knee or 1 elbow or a shin.
Right.
Like they create these little, you know what I'm saying, intricacies where it's like toe drag swag forward is cool.
Right.
Toe flop heel drop is not it.
Toe flop heel drop.
You see the freestyle real quick?
That's hilarious. That came out mad smooth.
It did. Straight freestyle on the mic, guys.
Yeah, no. Like,
about to give y'all 16 real quick.
The rules for like catches are just so
convoluted.
So weird.
It's convoluted,
man.
Bro.
Like, I remember a Calvin Johnson one.
It changed everything.
Yeah, like Calvin Johnson caught it, came down, and as he's coming down, he has the ball in one hand, and he kind of just like puts it on the ground.
And like uses it to like get back up.
Yeah, and they're like, no, it's a drop because technically you were falling and you have to control the ball. And
through the ground.
He's like, what? Like I wasn't falling. Like I was stumbling, bent over, and just put the ball down.
Like, bro, you see me, bro? You see that ball in my hand? You think I didn't have control of that thing?
Yeah. So many rules in the NFL that, like, when it comes to catching, it's just like, that's so dumb.
Remember when that Nickel Roby play happened when they freaking, like, made pass interference reviewable.
Yeah.
That was like a thing for 1 year.
Yeah.
They low-key need to bring it back.
Nah, for sure.
Like, what are y'all doing? There's times out there where it's like, what are we doing?
I remember when they didn't throw that flag. Yeah. It was the Saints-Rams game.
Yeah.
Like, it was so blatant. You don't even have to understand the game of football to be like, that doesn't seem right.
That was shocking.
Like, it was funny because I worked with a Rams fan, and, like, we went to work, and I worked in a school, and the teacher, like, made these, like, fake flags, and we just started throwing them at them.
Yeah.
Like, the whole day, every time we saw him, we would throw flags at him because it's like, bro, y'all shouldn't be in the Super Bowl. That was blatant. Like, that was bad.
And is that the Super Bowl that they got smoked by the Patriots in the most boringest game anyone has ever seen, ever?
Yep. They deserved it.
They deserved it. Holy moly. Nah, the league, so many rules. Like, I mean, another little tangent. The whole football versus basketball debate.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the intricacy of football is so underrated. Like, in basketball, there are a lot of intricacies when it comes to, like, foot movement and things of that nature, but not everyone's in that kind of responsibility.
Right.
With football, you need to know all the rules.
Yeah.
Like, there is no corners to cut, bro. Like, what was it? Lou Will was talking to Deshaun Jackson. He was like, Deshaun was trying to tell him, like, bro, I'm out there in pads, helmet, below 2 degree weather. And Lou Will was like, I can manage that. I can manage that for one game.
And it's like one, that's one game, sir.
Yeah, like, what about the other 18?
Right. Nah, that's a fact. Like, that's, like, they don't understand. Because my big thing was always, how often are pickup basketball games?
All the time.
All the time. Anyone just, like,
hops on
the
court. We can get one right now.
Right. You just hop on the court, and it's like, I don't know you, I don't know you, don't know you, but we're going to play together. And we all understand we have to dribble the ball, we have to pass the ball, we have to put the ball in that hoop. Like, there's no just random football pickup games. And if there are, it's like, you have to explain the game. Yeah. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I explained football to my next door neighbor. He had no idea, like, what football was. He was like, what are you guys playing? We're like, we're playing football. Killed a man with the ball. He's like, how do you play? I was like, well, we're going to throw you the ball on this end of the yard, and you have to get the ball to the other end of the yard. And he's like, okay. So we threw it to him, and he just threw the ball back. He was like, I did it. And I was like, well, yeah, but no. I was like, you have to physically bring the ball over here. And he was like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. You guys are going to hit me. And it's that's the point of the game.
That's the point.
Kill the man with the ball. Like,
and, like, the basketball players like to bring up, like, we could beat the skill position guys. So you mean to tell me you're going to go across the middle, catch a slant, and get blasted by a linebacker, and then the next play go block somebody, then the next play go deep.
Right.
Like, there's so much more, like, not to sit there and minimize. I feel like, what's the D lineman's name for the Buccaneers?
Vita Vea.
No. He's the old school guy. He used to be McCoy. Gerald McCoy.
Gerald McCoy, yeah.
He had the conversation. He said, all in all, major sports athletes need to respect the other major sports. Plain and simple.
Right. Nah, for
sure. Y'all to assume that you can just come into this major sport and just do anything is disrespectful. And, like, Austin Rivers is super disrespectful. Like, you are not one of them ones. So I don't think you should be speaking for one of them ones. And then another thing I feel like that hasn't been brought up at all by the basketball people is, like, they say, like, oh, look how many people have gone from basketball to football. I mean, how many people are on an NBA roster?
Right.
15. So you could fit 4 NBA teams on a single NFL roster.
Right.
I'm sure we could find something for this big black athletic guy that's something to do.
Right.
Go play tight end. Go catch this rock. Go Bex. You know what I'm saying?
It's like they're not playing. No one's just transitioning from basketball to football and playing corner.
Yeah.
Like, they're playing tight end where it's like, hey, look, we're going to simplify this job for you. Like, you're just going to run to this spot and you're going to catch the ball. We're going to throw it up because you're tall and box him out like it's a rebound and catch it.
Right.
Or it's like, we're going to teach you how to play defensive end where it's like, hey, that guy has the ball, go get him.
Go get him.
Do whatever you have to do without grabbing that other guy's face mask to tackle the quarterback. They definitely don't. And it's like, I get it. Like, I've played both sports, obviously not at no NBA or NFL level, but they're both hard in their own right. However, I got better at basketball way faster than I did at football. Like, it was just like, oh, if I can shoot the ball, I can be out on this court. Like, people will want to play with me because I can shoot a basketball.
Right.
And football, it's like, nah, like, you got to do so much more to be good. Like, it's not just, oh, let me run around and just hit people. Like, nah, you got to know where you're supposed to be. And, yeah, you might go try to just make that tackle, but now you just
jeopardize the defense.
You ruin the whole defense because all 11 guys have to be working together.
Facts. The whole gap control and gap integrity. And like I said, football just in general is just so intricate, where basketball is typically, all right, most skilled guy is going to typically dominate and everyone else is falling in line.
Right.
Football, that doesn't work.
Nah.
Like, you need 22, 25, 30 dudes that are actually serviceable. Like,
and that will work together.
Yeah.
Because I remember arguing with a dude, one of my friends, he was like, basketball is the ultimate team sport. And I was like, you're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron James can win a game by himself. Like, that's happened. Things like this have happened where it's like, this guy's going to drop 60 and pretty much carry his team by himself. That's not happening in football.
Right.
Maybe like at a high school level, but not in the NFL.
Right.
Like, football is, if one guy doesn't do his job, someone could die. Like,
literally,
if that left tackle was like, man, that quarterback's sleeping with my wife, go ahead. Like, just go just right off the edge. That quarterback can possibly die. Not even joking. Like, possibly die on the field.
Right.
So it's like, nah. They definitely, basketball players definitely don't put into perspective, like, everything that comes, goes with football.
Everything. They're sitting there like Lou Will was talking about, yo, you only play once a week. Because it's a car crash.
Yeah.
It is literally a legitimate car crash for 60 minutes about good, what is it, like 45 car crashes?
Yeah. Over and over and over.
Like, you don't recover until Wednesday. And sometimes you got a game on Thursday.
Right.
Good luck.
There's a reason why players hate it. There's a reason y'all play 82 games. It's because it's
you can
not,
do it.
Yeah. Like, it's not taking that much of a toll on your body. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
And like you said, like, you telling me you're going to run a slant coming across the middle and get hit by this linebacker and then get up and be like, yeah, I'm going to do it again. Yeah, we're in a hurry-up offense. I got to keep going.
I'm going to do it again. Oh, now you got to remember to play. XY, Rover, 23, that alert.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now you got two plays involved.
Right.
And then you're just listening for, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot, man. And like Deshaun said, the elements matter, bro.
Yeah.
No one wants to be out there in 112-degree weather.
Right.
No one wants to be out there in minus two. Like, you're in a climate-controlled situation.
And that's
go
football.
Play ball.
That's football. You start football, you're doing 110-degree heat, like, 2-a-days, and then at the end of the season, it's 3 degrees.
Brick. You in Lambo, hoping, praying that your fingers don't fall off.
Right.
Instead of you go to Denver, high elevations, all right, that sucks. You're still inside.
Right. 70 degrees.
Cool.
Roof over your head. Nothing to worry about. Worst thing is, like, this dude in the front row keeps calling me the N-word.
Right.
Like,
I can manage.
Yeah. He's like, you'll be all right, man. That happens to football players all the time. They get beer poured on them when they fall into the, when they jump, do the Lambo leap. It's like, nah, beer. Here.
Right.
Now you smell like Smirnoff.
I'm glad that no one ever disrespects hockey. Because no one just getting up going to hockey. Because
that's a sport you can fight in. Because it's like, all right, come play. Come play. We going to fight.
For real.
You going to fight a dude with three missing teeth? No.
You got a power forward on blades
right.
that can throw hands with you at any moment.
Nah, legit. Legit. Like, that's one of those sports where you don't realize how massive and athletic these humans are. Like, they're legit athletes.
Yeah.
In pads, flying around on skates, taking people's heads off.
Nimble.
Yeah.
Like,
one sport that I did disrespect for a very long time was baseball.
Why?
I don't know. I guess I was just
It is boring.
Ignorant.
I give you that.
I think I was just ignorant. I was just like, oh, like, it's just hand-eye coordination.
Anybody see ball, hit ball?
Yeah, anyone could blindly swing a bat and hit a ball. Wrong.
Now when a man's throwing a curveball 98 from the hip.
Nah, I remember, I think it was Ian. He was like, you would never hit a curveball ever in your life. And I was like, yes, I would. And then I saw like a video of like the point of view from the pitcher. Like, and I was like, God. I would never hit that ever. I would jump out the way. Like, you're trying to hit me. Yeah, nah, baseball, they've earned a lot of respect. Honestly, I used to be like, baseball is the easiest sport. Baseball might be the hardest sport.
Yeah.
Like, now at this point, it's like, nah.
It's between baseball and hockey in my mind.
Yeah.
Because hockey is very niche. Like, people who are nice at hockey, they've had parents that were like driving around cross country to go to practice and paying for all their equipment. Like, hockey is a very niche sport to grow up in.
Yeah.
And so
my wife is actually like, because our son, he wants, like, I put him on the Mighty Ducks, like the movies or whatever. So, of course, naturally, he's like, I want to play hockey. And I was like, yo, I would love for him to play hockey. Because as a kid, I watched Mighty Ducks and always wanted to play hockey. So I'm like, yo, I'm down for that. And
she was like,
absolutely not. I was like, what do you mean? She was like, I've talked to hockey moms. She was like, hockey moms said, a Saturday is like they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. They have to be on the road by 4 a.m. And then they're at this game for six and they're there all day. She's like, I'm not doing that. And I'm just like, you know what? You're right. And it's super expensive.
Yeah.
Like all that equipment, like you have to buy all of it yourself.
Yep. So nah, hockey's very niche. Now, baseball, I respect the hell out of good pitching.
Yeah.
Good pitching is dope to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like you just up there, ultimate control.
Yeah.
Throwing that thing around, slinging rock.
I have a theory, like, with the baseball and football, like, this crossover theory.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know how, like, everyone says, like, winning is a quarterback stat? Like, no other position on the football field gets the stat of winning. It's just quarterbacks. I think that comes from baseball.
Agreed.
Because they throw the ball, so they're like, pitchers get wins and losses, so they're like, the win is on the quarterback.
Right.
So that's my theory. So, like, I never try to use the whole, well, this guy won against this guy. Well, they didn't actually play against each other.
Right.
Like,
I feel like it's low-key intriguing that baseball is the only sport where defense is low-key, like, the main thing. So, like, pitchers and catchers and, like, it's typically centered around, like, defense. Obviously, hitting, you want to get on base, all that good stuff. But I feel like the premise is to have really dope pitching, have you a shortstop, solid first baseman,
right,
outfielders that can cover. But it's like, I feel like that's the main sport that's actually like almost centered around defense.
Yeah. And one thing I like about baseball is you can quite literally win a game by yourself.
Yeah, like, we've seen it. We've seen it.
Like, baseball is the one team sport that's like,
Ohtani.
It doesn't have to be a team sport. Like, yeah, like Ohtani.
He's like the greatest player I've ever seen.
Nah, for real. Like, he can legit, like, this, has he done this yet? No, but it's possible because he pitches and he hits. He can pitch nine innings, pitch a shutout, and then hit one home run. And if they win 1-0, he won by himself. No one else helped.
Single-handedly.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy to me.
Wild. That was a tangent
for
you guys.
That was a wild tangent. We didn't even finish our part. That was a wild tangent.
That was a expert level tangent right there.
But the best part is you have to stick around because you need the parlay.
You need the parlay. That's what you still here for.
Right.
So let's reel it back in.
People cursing us out right now.
They're like, yo, what is going on, guys? You guys halfway gave me the parlay.
All right, let's get the people out of here.
What a tangent. Holy moly.
We got Bucks money line.
Yep.
We got Falcons -2.5.
Yep.
Player props. I like Jahmyr Gibbs, 75 yards plus receiving and rushing combined. I need you to understand that it's combined because I sent a picture of our parlay to a group chat and somebody was like, oh, the Bucky Irving thing made this not hit. I said, yes, it did hit. He's like, what do you mean? He didn't get 40 receiving and 40 rushing. I said, nah, it's combined. Like, it's combined. So I need you, everyone that didn't understand it, it's combined. So Jahmyr gives 75 plus receiving and rushing combined.
All right.
What's your player prop?
My player prop, what did I say it was? It was Saquon Beasley.
Yes, sir. I believe you said 75 plus as well.
75 plus rushing receiving. Again, rushing and receiving. Look for the tab. It says rushing plus receiving.
Yes, sir. So we got Falcons -2.5, Bucks money line, Gibbs 75 plus receiving and rushing, and Barkley plus 75 receiving and rushing. That gives you plus 357 odds. If you put $10 on that thing, you get $45.79.
Hey, $45 seems to be the $40 mark seems to be our wheelhouse.
Right. You're quadrupling your money.
And that's what it's about.
So if you're like, yo, I really trust these dudes. I really trust them. I'm gonna put 25 on that thing. You win and quadruple that.
Hell, put 100.
You put come 100.
Up hundo.
Put 100. If you put 100 on it and you hit us up.
Facts.
Hit us up. Send us some cash. Hit us up. Let us know that you tailed that.
Let's get it.
But yeah, on that note, man.
Another great day of potting.
Yeah, best of luck this week.
Yeah. Eagles football. Y'all know that.
Disclaimer, we are not professionals.
Not yet, anyways.
Not yet, at least.
Because
not yet. If we stay over that 53%.
Vegas is going to be hitting us up like, yo, fellas. Yo, I need to tone it down.
Yeah, chill out. Chill out.
I got to have to buy me out then, my boy.
Right. Put the chips on the table.
What's up?
I mean, so yeah, we're not professionals. Please bet responsibly. So, yeah, if your mortgage is due, don't go spending half your mortgage trying to bet on the parlay pie.
Right.
But, hey, or, I don't know, if you want.
Yeah,
it's up to you. It's your world.
Generational wealth only comes around once in a while.
Right. It's your world. We just living in it.
You know, push your button.
Push the button.
Push your goddamn button.
On that note, man, we out. Love y'all.
Keep it tight.
Keep it.